Welcome out, everybody. This is our Friday, August 29th, regular session of Commissioners Court. Our invocation this morning will be given by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and for the blessings that you continue to give us. We thank you, Father, for your direction. We thank you for your guiding hand. We ask, Father, that you would be with each of us today as we make decisions concerning our county and our citizens as always. We ask that you bless this country, Father, and lead and guide and direct our officials in all offices. It's a task that sometimes is hard to make the right decision because it's a split. And we just ask that you would be with each of us, Lord. Be with our military, Father. Bring them home safely. And we just ask that these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3A is to take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. 3B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. 3D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Yeah, there's a new one too. That y'all might not have seen before.
I couldn't get my email up this morning, so I couldn't see nothing.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the addition.
Not that close.
She just did it like back 5 seconds ago.
We actually haven't seen the invoice, but we know how much it is.
I didn't see
that. No, it's fine. She just bought it.
What is it now?
Okay. That's all saying, I thought it was this attachment.
Well, that will run out of date.
That's right. What I'm saying. It's brand new. We just found it.
She just found it.
Y'all knew the line was getting.
Yeah, you're approving it. Okay.
It appeared over the last few weeks that an effort was being made to stay within what was budgeted. Yesterday, we saw an invoice when we logged in that.
Threw that out the water.
We're talking about jail food.
Jail food is pretty much
touchdown or nothing unless we do this budget amendment. $101 unencumbered.
So you're trying to forecast what it'll take to finish the year, kind of, sort of? What that budget amendment was, move $12,000 from contingency to jail food.
3A, are accounts payable?
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Do y'all have anything under item F? We have the treasurer's report, don't we?
Yes, you do. And I'm going to give this report. But when the bills were posted, when the auditor posted this morning, letting you know there's $23,589 in the insurance fund. And we're expecting about $18,000 back in, but that's not going to get it, I don't think. Just letting you know that.
3F is accept for recording auditor's report, treasurer's report, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary.
Record state reports.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to record those reports. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Thank you.
Thanks, Myra. G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record those.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer on the applications for use of roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is here a report from American Legion Post 320 of a yearly summary. Jerry?
Creeping. Give our kind of annual report on what we've been doing. I also like to comment that among the good things that happened, we found out that Judge Fowler is a pretty good bugler on the 4th of July. At the end of each of our fiscal years, each American Legion Post is charged with putting a summary of what their activities are together to send into our department, which is Department of Texas, as well as getting rolled up into the national, just to see what we've been doing. Part of it's IRS to make sure that we've been doing stuff that keeps us in the tax-free category. We send a certified report in, and what you have on the second page, this one is kind of a more in detail, but let me touch on some of the high points. Membership this year increased by 150%. That's just in the American Legion. We also formed American Legion Auxiliary, as well as the Sons of the American Legion. So in reality, we're somewhere in the 90 total people associated with the American Legion at this point. The American Legion Writers, their part of paperwork is in the process of being pushed through. Among other things, one of our little records was that Post 320 has more members that have taken the American Legion Extension Institute training course and graduated more than the 21 other posts in District 3. In fulfilling our obligation, which comes off from our preamble to our Constitution, for God and country, Kentucky Bond Post 320 did actually update it. It's actually over $5,500 million put into our various and sundry community, veterans activities, etc. We're tasked with working with youth and Americanism, helping veterans, honoring our veterans, and remembrance of our past wars, serving the community as well. In our first short years, we've done very well, and we're pretty proud of it. The second page here gives a little bit more detailed breakdown. I'll just touch a few points on there. Our Yamboree activities, we only did about 420 man hours, but we collected 5 new members. It cost us $40 to do it, and we got $80 in donations. So, we participated in veterans memorials around. This includes the Travis Watkins and Alert Academy. We have 3 members in the post that are Patriot Guard members. And in the Patriot Guard, they honored 86 deceased veterans, 1,000 man hours, 10,500 miles, and that's for our area that serves this part of East Texas. Service officer activities, that's where we take care of veterans, their benefits, questions, answers, whatever. Contacts, all told between me, Doug, and myself, we rolled up about 800 man hours, contacted 180 roughly veterans who came to us for assistance. The outcome of this is that we're now, and it was just announced in the newspaper, we're going to start with one day a month having service officers available over at the senior citizens for a walk-in basis. And depending on how many show up or have, we can expand this to 4 days a month, longer hours, maybe even get some of the other agencies that can help veterans to participate with us. We even assisted the commissioners with some various veterans issues, and especially Frank here, who was working on the Transportation and Veterans Fund. We have our fingers crossed that the state will bless us. We worked with the ROTC school medals. We did a new one this year, which is a military commendation certificate program for graduating high school students who are going directly into the military. That, of course, is for all the schools in Upshur County. We had, I believe it was 18 people from all of our different schools going directly into the military. That's a pretty high percentage. Our outreach fair at Winged Ain over in the City Hall, that was our biggest single event of the year. And as you can see, we put in around 1,500 man hours, cost us about $2,100. That, I think, was pretty worthwhile. Although our attendance has slowly been going down. I don't know if we're reaching saturation or actually satisfying the amount of veterans. We did a bunch of training, and of course we started the American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion. I haven't got your application. Anyway, we thank you, and that's what we did last year.
Thank you. Thanks, Jerry. Thank you. We appreciate it. Item five is discuss and take action to authorize work at livestock pavilions under the interlocal agreement with the city of Gilmer. Andy, that's just where they'll want you to go through with the front end loader. You okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the work at the livestock pavilions. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to authorize the county judge to execute a first amended and restated memorandum of lease with reference to the Upshur County school land. This is a very short restatement of the lease that we have with Calfan. And what this will do is be filed with the county clerk in Baylor and Throckmorton County rather than filing the entire lease. So it's just a memorandum, a restatement of that lease.
Motion to approve the memorandum.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the memorandum of lease. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. No, I'm going to wait till we get it back. It's file stamped from the clerks. Seven is discuss and take action to approve the Savins maintenance grant contract between the Office of the Attorney General and Upshur County. This is our victim identification computer software that's in the Sheriff's Department. This is what's available to the public, victims of crime, where they can keep track of people in Texas Department of Corrections system, know where they are, know when their approximate release date is, etc. It's a grant run by the Attorney General's office, and the money flows through the county, but they pay for everything.
I'll move to approve the Savin maintenance grant contract between the Office of the Attorney General and Upshur County.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the Savins grant contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item eight is discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing county grant for Meals on Wheels Ministry. This is our annual grant with the Texas Department of Agriculture, and it's like our sharing grant. And the amount we share to keep Meals on Wheels going in Upshur County is $2,058.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution for Meals on Wheels. Those in favor?
Aye.
That resolution is approved. Item nine is discuss and take action to approve the Department of State Health Services contract for DSHS program vital statistics. This is a contract that has to do with our county clerk and our ability to print birth certificates downstairs in our county clerk's office. It makes that service available to you no matter where you were born in the state of Texas. You don't have to go to your county of birth. You can just go right here in Upshur County and they can print you a certified copy of your birth certificate. So we get to charge a fee for it, and it's good for everybody.
When you say we charge a fee, do we get charged a fee as well on the
yes.
other side of that? I was looking on page 2, item 6B. You know legal language better than I do, but the last sentence there says, provided the number is reasonable. Kind of open.
That has to do with searches they do on the computer. Like they look up your birth certificate, but then they don't print it.
Oh.
They just don't want them overdoing that. If you're going to use the computer to look it up, they want you to print it and charge the fee.
Okay.
That has to do with the number of free lookups.
So we're in charge. We're kind of in charge of that down there,
yeah.
right? Okay.
Yeah. We pay them $1.83 for each certificate.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barca to approve the contract with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action regarding the amended plat for Walnut Creek Estates.
Just something I put on here, guys. There's a gentleman in Walnut Creek Estates that's selling part of his property, and he just surveyed, he changed the survey a little bit. So this is just for us to
increase or decrease the size.
He owns lot 4 and lot 5, and what he's doing is selling lot 5, but he's keeping a sliver of it. So we have to change the survey instead of just selling
it's
lot 5.
A lot line change then.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just moved his line over 9 feet. So that's all it is.
Move to accept the amended plat for Walnut Creek Estates.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept and record the amended plat for Walnut Creek Estates. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
And I did get a tax certificate and a filing fee check and all that stuff.
Okay. We all need to sign it.
Yes.
Did you say those were lots 4 and 5?
Yes.
4 and 5, okay.
5 is the one, they're making 5 a little smaller and 4 a little bigger.
File mark, and then he'll pick his stuff.
Slide him down some pole.
He spent a bunch of money to keep that 90-foot sliver.
Item 11 is discuss and take action to approve the renovations requested by the district clerk to be made to her office at the Justice Center. It's just basically moving.
We just want to move things. We want to move the counter from the front office to the back where it used to be. It's one of the purposes for security. The window we have now is just right there on the two ladies that are in the front. Had a couple incidents happen. They, you know, and we have a lot of things on their desk that people shouldn't see. So we want to put it back in the back. It's just a matter of manpower, really. Probationers.
So you're not changing the structure of the building?
No, the structure's not going to change. First, we thought, but.
Where do they need to
change?
Who will be in charge of that maintenance, or where y'all going?
We've had probationers do it.
Okay, so y'all will handle it all.
You know where Melissa sits now?
Yes, that's where we're going with the counter.
And you would come in that door, and the counter will be right there. Is that other door still there?
Yes.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's just open.
Okay.
So we're sitting in the back, and it's open.
So you're not going to do anything but just move that counter and move everybody's furniture back.
Right, we're going to move the file cabinets back to the front. We're just going to move things around. We're not really.
No wall or window moving or.
No.
Okay.
Like
I'll move to.
Ms. Bunn's coming in January and she wants to paint, so I need to ask for y'all.
Oh yeah, that
to
that too.
I can talk to you about that.
And
paper for them to paint.
And tell them the color you want to paint. That's going to be
it's
the biggest
like
concern.
It's like a neutral sandstone, or it's not blue, or it's
nothing. Okay.
It's the color of my office now.
And you're going to?
And I will purchase the paint. Okay.
I'm going to
paint.
I moved to approve.
I
moved to approve the renovation requested by the district clerk at her office in the Justice Center, and also to allow the new clerk to paint with appropriate color, which is a beige or tan color.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the request. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Thank you all. Item 11 is discuss and take action to approve the cost summary for Upshur County presented by Net Data and authorize the county judge to execute the same. This is actually the contract that we will have.
Am I correct? Everybody agrees that we need to go with the 5-year, were they, the cloud cost summary?
Yes.
And that's reflected in the contract.
Okay.
And you want to ask that question you had about the correction?
Bill, I know I gave you a heads up. On the date of the agreement from October 1, it's a 60-month lease, or 60-month contract.
Right.
At 148.5, whatever, 18 annually. So we don't start paying until we go live.
Correct.
So will it be 60 months?
I just picked, you know, October 1st as a, you know, start date. So there's some kind of, you know, start date. Actually, if the judge signs the contract today, the contract goes into effect. But there's not any billing tied to the start date or anything like that, as we talked about before, until actually drop the maintenance with your existing vendor and you go live with us.
And so there won't be any retro payment going back 5 months or something?
If it's 6 months getting on, we'll pay $74,000.
Excuse me?
If it were 6 months till we go live?
No, I'm not going to prorate it because I told you I wouldn't do that. I mean, we'll start when you guys are switched over. You'll stop paying the annual maintenance and support because you pay that quarterly now, right, Brandy?
Yes.
And when you quit paying that, then we'll start the net date. So, okay. That the part of the big deal was you didn't want to be paying both, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So we agreed to that.
Okay. What about that litigation in Hopkins County?
The other thing was, in the case of any litigation that hopefully probably won't happen, that it says that such litigation shall be brought in Hopkins County.
Right. Hopkins
is there any way
County,
to move that here?
Where our corporate headquarters are. I need to have that in there because we do business in 90 counties across the state. And when you do business in that many counties, you need to kind of have the venue be in the corporation's county that they're located in. That's the only reason that's there. I kind of need to have that in there so it remains constant across the customer base. Just like probably your cell phone vendor probably has their headquarters in New York or something, so that's why it's in there.
But if this is kind of going out on a stretch and being, I don't know what my word is there, but anyway, if we were to have a problem with y'all, if y'all ripped us off or didn't perform or whatever, and we wanted to take you to court, I mean, I'd whole lot rather take you to court here than somewhere else. So is that something we can look at?
It's never happened before, so I can't speak from any experience.
I'm sure it's probably not going to happen, but
no, it won't. But
what do y'all think?
Well, if it's never happened before, then
there you go. Turn the reverse on me, Frank. That's never happened before. What's the big deal?
Might as well leave it in Upshur County.
I'm saying, I know. I'm not an attorney. I get this from our corporate attorneys that we need to try to have it across our customer base of being in Hopkins County, just in case something happened.
Well, and I think our attorneys would tell us to try to have.
Yes,
it.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. So, I would feel better if it was here. I don't know if it's a.
I don't think it's a deal breaker.
A big deal, but I mean, that's what I would prefer.
If we got in that situation, and if it, we believe that there was some reason we wouldn't be treated fairly in the district court in Hopkins County, then we move for a change of venue.
I think your county judge might have some experience in the attorney field, so he makes it. You're exactly right. That would be the way that would be handled.
You just liked his answer.
I loved his answer.
I'm not looking for, like Mike said, I don't think it's a deal breaker. You know, I've been down that road before and concerned and hadn't had it happen.
What do you think?
We can ask for a change of venue if we ever have any problems.
I don't mean you'll be granted it, but...
That's true.
Here again, you know, if you say no and he doesn't want to change it, does that mean you start all over?
Yeah.
Make a decision in January.
Move to approve the cost summary for Upshur County presented by Net Data and authorize the county judge to execute the same.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Barker to approve the contract with Net Data. Those in favor?
Aye.
With dissent.
Dissent.
Is that a yes or a no?
No. I'm abstaining from this one.
All right. That's approved.
Vote adjourned.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. We just...